A Student Defined. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. A student defined. Yes, what is a student defined? We have students coming to the university here. They want to learn what the teachings are of the University of Healing. They want to learn the philosophy of the University of Healing. They want to learn all about what it means to be a spiritual master, what it means to be in charge of yourself, what it means to be God, what it means to be a divine being. And they come here with all sorts of experiences, from things that they have learned elsewhere, things that they have learned in their traditional religious background, their Catholic background, their Protestant background, the Muslim background, the Hindu background, all the possibilities that they could have. And these are all well and good and beautiful. But you know, when the people come here and they're ready for studying with the University of Healing, it's so obvious what kind of a student they were in their previous background. Because in their previous background, were they a dedicated student who gave themselves 100% to whatever they were studying? Or were they just a dilettante student who just was interested slightly, but not enough to make a difference in their life? And generally speaking, that was the case. It was not enough to make a difference in their life. Because, you see, no matter what religion, no matter what philosophy, no matter what way of life we study, if we give ourselves 100% to it, we will find any philosophy of life will fulfill us in magical, wonderful ways. But if we just casually give ourselves to it, the philosophy will not reach us, touch us, help us, lift us up, or in any way embolden our life. You see, diligence, dedication, determination, and self-awareness, these things are so important to us. They're so tremendously important. And it's all a matter of self-diligence, self-dedication, self-determination, self-discipline. Oh, ho, ho. These are the toughies of life. You see, when we begin to put those aspects into motion, it doesn't matter what the philosophy is that we're learning. It's a matter that we are learning how to think. We're learning how to listen to the divine within us. We're learning how to be the magical person that we are. Now, how can we be the magical person that we are? How can we reach inside of ourselves and touch that wonderful lodestone of all wisdom, all truth, all knowledge, our divinity? How can we touch that if we are not disciplined in ourselves? Disciplined to study, disciplined to practice the piano, disciplined to learn any philosophy. And that discipline does not come from our own opinion of ourselves. It comes from whatever outer teaching we are learning. Now, true, if we were to study within ourselves and listen to the divine within ourselves, we would not need any outer teaching. Because the church is merely a vehicle guiding man to the divinity that dwells within him. And it doesn't matter what religion it is, every religion seeks to do the same thing. Now, when people start to worship you, you like that. That's kind of nice. People start to worship you, you're a movie star. You're a politician, you're a person of repute. And people start to worship you, and that's kind of nice. You like that. And so you do everything you can to keep those people worshiping you. Now, the last thing you want to do is to have them turn away from you and turn to something more significant, deeper than you are. And this has been the burden of the church over the years, as more or less the burden of educational institutions, too. Because we like to have people belong, people be an alma mater. This is their school, this is their place of learning. And you see, in truth, all knowledge, all wisdom, all understanding is within us. And so we want to discipline ourselves to realize that the divine within us is all wisdom, all knowledge, all truth. And as we turn to that divine within us, then that truth is made known to us and we are illumined. In our outer schools, discipline is taught to us in such a way that we are trained to listen within. We are trained to be confident in our own self. We are self-disciplined to believe whatever it is that the school is presenting to us. Now, the school might be presenting to us ideas that are not too beneficial to us because we are leaders. You see, a follower school is one thing, and a leader school is another thing. And when you are a leader, you want to be in a school that teaches you absolutely to go within yourself and believe in yourself and follow yourself. Now, a follower school is one where the people want to follow a leader. They want to follow a Jesus, a Buddha. They want to follow all of the great teachers that come along, and they are members of their organization, members of their school. I tell people who come to the University of Healing, listen, read, study, take all that we have to give. Make it yours, and then go out and live it. And don't tell people, Dr. Byerly taught me this, Dr. Byerly taught me that, University of Healing taught me this, University of Healing taught me that. Don't say those things. Say, this is my belief. This is who I am. This is where I am. Now, that's a glorious thing to aspire to. That's a glorious thing to achieve. And not too many achieve it. And the reason that not too many achieve it is that everyone wants to either do one or two things. They want to believe that they have to teach themselves and what they believe is true and what they believe is wonderful, and they don't believe anything. Or they want to follow a teacher, follow a leader, follow a philosophy. And as long as you do either, you are not on the path to your own inner divinity. And to be on the path to your own inner divinity, you must learn these things. And these things are not a philosophy. These things are techniques or vehicles. Self-discipline. To discipline yourself to do those things that are important to do. To speak your affirmations even after it just about kills you and drowns you. Go on and on and on, and then come to the conclusion that it is done. To be self-dedicated, to believe in what you're learning, to believe in what you're understanding. And that what you're learning and understanding is important and wonderful and beautiful. And this self-determination to follow through on it. And self-diligence to aspire to that which is your highest and your best. Now, these are all noble things and wonderful things. And this is what it is to understand a student defined. A student defined comes in many categories. But a student who can go to any school and absolutely give themselves 100% to that school, that philosophy, that training, that program, whatever it may be, without any judgment, without any feeling that they are being put upon, will get the most from that school. And perhaps the only thing they'll get from that school is the self-diligence, the self-discipline. And if they only get self-discipline from their one training area, well, what a great gift, because you take that with you into all other areas. And when you are able to do that, then all education, all studies, all understanding comes to you from a totally different picture. And you see yourself as a totally different being, as a wondrous being, a joyous being, a fabulous being. For this is who we truly are. And this is the student in us seeking to be the student expressing fully, wonderfully, magnificently, now and always. Open up your mind to be that kind of a student. Open up your mind to give of yourself 100% whenever you enter any training program. And then you'll get the blessings of the program. You may not get anything more from that program than just that aspect of the diligence and discipline that you learn, but that's a great start. If you're a student and you're on the path, and who isn't, then have a joy and have a wonder. And I surround you with my pure white light of love and my joy and my recognition that it is done for you now. I love you. I love you. I love you.